before the election, a lot of people thought that Donald Trump's election would be bad for the markets. In fact, on election night, the stock market, the futures, were down significantly. But yesterday, the Dow jumped 256 points, and it's up again by a lot today. Kurt Nikisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. He joins us now. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
So can you explain this? What's happening?
Yeah. So Trump, in his victory speech, was very conciliatory. There's been a peaceful transfer of power. And so while the international stock markets initially reacted with surprise to this surprise election result, the fact is that that did have a stabilizing effect on the markets. And everybody realized that, look, there's going to be a Republican president. There's going to be a Republican-controlled Congress. There's going to be a conservative court, too. And so that means that things are going to happen. Tax cuts are going to come. There's going to be increased government spending on infrastructure. And so there are immediate places for investors to turn to act on that.
Well, when you actually dig down which stocks are doing well that are driving these averages like the Dow up.
Yeah. Financial, defense, and engineering companies sort of led the stock rally. Beth Comstock, she's the vice chair of GE, said yesterday that her company stock was up because they think that, you know, there's a big transportation division there, that they're going to have a get more business from increased U.S. government spending on infrastructure. Hmm. Caterpillar, last time I looked, its stock price was up $10 since the election. But it's really industry by industry, because even in healthcare, hospital company stocks are down. If tens of millions of Americans lose affordable care, then hospitals lose customers. But pharmaceutical companies, their stocks are way up because they feel like there's going to be less regulation and they may be able to charge more for drugs.
What about Silicon Valley? It looks like some of the tech stocks, Amazon and Facebook, not doing so well.
Yeah. So Trump has called in the past for antitrust action against Amazon. He has said that Apple should be forced to make all of their products in the United States. He once called for a boycott of Apple. There are also companies with a lot of data worried that the U.S. government is going to seize more of that, be more aggressive about snooping into customers' lives. And while that may not affect business in the U.S., a lot of global customers, if they feel like the U.S. government is going to be looking at their emails, may not want to use Gmail. So that is putting a dampening effect on Silicon Valley stocks. And one investor there even called for California to secede from the United States.
I'm somehow doubting that's going to happen. But there's also a sell-off right now in government bonds. What's happening there?
Yeah, basically, bond prices go down when yields go up. And the expectation is if the U.S. government borrows more money to build more roads and bridges, that investors, people who loan money to the U.S. are going to demand higher returns.
It's interesting because a lot of Democrats, and we heard it from David Corn, have been calling for infrastructure spending. And this is one of the first things that President-elect Trump has said that he wants to do is spend a lot of money on infrastructure. And they've said, you can borrow very cheaply right now, which will make it easier to buy those materials.
Right. A Republican in the White House, Republicans in Congress.
That's Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Kurt, thanks so much.
You got it.